This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, the major overhang of the event, that is the FOMC meet outcome, is now out of the way. As widely expected, the FOMC meet decided to keep rate unchanged. On the back of that, you saw easing. Along with that, equity markets, especially US markets, did see a relief rally. The Nasdaq was the top gainer, gaining over 1.6% in yesterday's trading session. Now, coming to the commodities markets, especially crude oil prices, Brent futures now hovering around the $85 a barrel mark, and WTI futures hovering closer to the $81 a barrel mark. Coming closer to the Indian markets, remember yesterday was a range-bound session with markets ending with marginal cuts. The Nifty, however, closed below the 19,000 level, and that will continue to remain one key level that markets will monitor quite carefully. In yesterday's trading session, the top sectoral laggard was the metal index, with JSPL bearing the brunt of the selling pressure. Now remember, Tata Steel too has declared its results overnight, and the results are not very encouraging, so the metal pack today too could remain under pressure. Along with that, one sector or one particular pocket that we would need to watch out for is the IT pack. Remember, rupee yesterday weakened to an all-time low versus the US dollar. Coming to some of the important cues to watch out for in today's trading session, quite a few results that were declared post-market as yesterday, and you will see a reaction today. Tata Steel Britannia, GCPL, Hero Motor, these were some of the companies that declared their results post-market as yesterday. Key results to watch out for today, long list, Tata Motors Container Corporation, Dabur, India Energy Exchange, all of these companies will declare their results today. Asian markets and Nifty both are indicating a gap-up start for our own markets.